he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Hello, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, welcome back.
Thanks.
Yes.
So good
you
to be here.
Rested, youthful.
Tan.
The sun in you put in your
nice.
Hair turned out great.
I only look youthful because of all the people that I was with on vacation.
Right.
Right. Your annual hangout with the elderly in Arizona trip.
Yeah. Yep. I look like a baby compared to them.
And thank you for sending me a photo of a spring training Cubs game of peanuts and beer sitting on the edge of the bleachers.
I specifically had to do it because
I was waiting and I saw it. I got a big smile, so thank you.
It was a good game. They say, you know, take an Uber if you've been drinking too much.
Yes. Yes.
However, maybe have someone else order the Uber if you've really been drinking that much. A guy was trying to be safe, going from West Virginia to home, West Virginia University, except he was so
That's
hammered.
That's a John Denver song, isn't it? From West Virginia to home?
Well, he somehow... told the driver, either he told him or the driver looked at his phone. He's still not exactly sure because he got in the car and promptly passed out.
Oh, boy.
Driver took him 300 miles to New Jersey, and it was about almost a $1,200, $1,600 fare,
Yikes.
Actually. The driver didn't even have fare to get through the toll booth. So when he finally woke him up at the guy's home, he's like, yeah, I didn't even have money for the toll booth. So being a nice person, went to the ATM, got him some cash so he could get back, then disputed the charge, saying, well, you know, why would he do that? He wasn't supposed to take me all the way there.
Yes.
Uber called him, and this was one of the cases where they just said, oh, no, that's on you.
That's on you.
You did this.
Oh, my.
Well, you're right. Find a sober person to book your Uber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
In North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they are looking for a few jurors. Actually, they're looking for all their jurors.
Oh, no.
Earlier this week, the judges, the clerks, the lawyers, the plaintiffs and defendants all show up to court. There are no jurors. The system that's supposed to mail out the letters to get about they have to send about 1,700 letters to get a week's worth of jurors.
I bet.
Hadn't sent a one of them.
Whoops.
Oh.
They even went on TV that day and said, please, anybody who just has some spare time this week, can you come down to the courthouse?
That's where we are. By the way, people jump at that chance. Anyone got any spare time? Want to do some jury duty? Yes.
Yes.
That sounds like a great time.
There were 19 people who showed up the next day. The judges just said, we don't have enough. We're shutting down the court for a week.
Fans of the law.
Oh, man.
Finally, in San Francisco, self-driving cars, they have some of these in California, and they have them in San Francisco. But they've been trying to keep track of the amount of accidents that they're in. Surprisingly, it's very low. And one of the biggest problems is not the cars themselves, it's people.
Yes.
Six crash reports filed in California so far this year that involved self-driving cars. Of those six, two of them were people who got mad and hit the self-driving car themselves.
See, that's what I think it's going to be when we have the big transition. It's going to be us bad drivers or just us human drivers who don't know the rules of the road. Well, these things are programmed to know, and we're going to be just crashing into them.
Well, that's been the toughest
and then blaming
thing.
Them.
They have said that's been the toughest part about programming these cars is human unpredictability. That even when you think you have thought of all the stupid stuff people can do,
Colleen
is on the road.
You've got the guy who gets upset because he crossed against the light,
right?
And the car came too close, so then he did a "Hey, I'm walking here" on the car, and actually damaged part of the bumper and rear hatch.
This is going to be a process.
Yes,
it's gonna take some time.
We're trying
trying to keep our robot overlords in their place.
That's exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Jay. That's Jay's World: the Wacky, the Weird, and the
What.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.